This is KUT. It's been a year since Austin voters approved a $720 million bond to pay for new sidewalks and the redesign of some of the city's major streets. But in 2018, the city might be back to ask voters for more money. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey has more.
You're stuffed. Yesterday was a long day of eating. I'll try to make this story fun. First, why should you care about bond elections? Bonds are ways for cities to borrow money for big projects. In exchange, your taxes could go up. But you get something like, say, the new Central Public Library. Voters approved tens of millions of dollars in 2006 for the project. 11 years later, brand spanking new library. So, on to the next. A city task force is discussing what residents should vote on in 2018. Staff has recommended a total bond package of $640 million be put on the ballot next year. That money could fund flooding prevention, affordable housing, road infrastructure like sidewalks, or facilities like community centers, or all of the above. And everyone's got their pitch. Rachel Stone is a member of the city's Bond Election Advisory Task Force.
I think we've heard from the community that housing is in desperate crisis at this time. The estimated need is at $6 billion.
Staff recommends asking voters to approve $85 million for affordable housing, spread among home repair programs and land purchases. In addition to figuring out how much this next bond will be worth, some task force members want to make sure the public understands exactly where this money will be spent. Some complain that last year's $720 million bond lacked specifics. Yasmin Irizarry is a member of the city's bond task force.
It's hard for me to support just saying $20 million for, you know, 38 linear miles of sidewalk. I'm sorry, unless I know where those are, it's hard for me to provide support behind that.
The task force is hoping to send a detailed bond proposal to council by the end of January. Until then, members of the public have the chance to say, hey, here's what we should spend money on. Or, hey, let's not borrow any more moolah, cool? The next public input meeting is Tuesday, November 28th at the University Hills branch of the Austin Public Library. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.